the Milwaukee County proposed 2013 federally assisted transit projects. Madam Clerk, could you read the notice of the public meeting?
As required by the Federal Transit Administration, the Transportation, Public Works, and Transit Committee will now conduct a public hearing on the subject of Milwaukee County's proposed 2013 program of federally assisted transit projects. The program consists of 8 projects as described on the attachment. Financial assistance for the 8 projects will be requested under Section 5307 of the Federal Transit Act as amended. Persons wishing to speak here today on these projects should fill out a witness identification card and return it to the clerk.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We have one card from the public, Mr. Scott Tate.
Good morning, committee. Good morning, supervisors. I do see a few. I am Scott Tate, representing Local 998. I'm also an A mechanic for the Milwaukee County Transit System at the Fleet Maintenance Building. And number one, well, I like to think number one mechanic, but the system seniority. One of my concerns with some, these projects are great, but we do have a problem with the lifts at the Fleet Maintenance Building. And standing underneath a 20-ton bus when you're removing a transmission, I know it's not a dire need at this point. This is for information only, that in the near future, I'm told 2014 or 2015 budget, that the lifts are to be replaced because they're past life on them. And if that's true, if any of you have information on that, that you could tell me about?
Actually, we'll have to get a comment.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I just remind you that this is a public hearing for the specific projects that you have here in front of you. Items that, that may come up in the future are something that obviously would come up through the budget process, but for the public hearing purposes and for addressing the FTA requirements along with that, what we're dealing with here are these 8 specific projects.
Thank you, Mr. Duranzig. I agree with that. Do you have any specific comments to the projects that are on the list?
No, but thank you.
Mr. Chairman. Supervisor Borkowski and then Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Tate, so which item are you speaking of? Is the replacement of the roof flashings, is that what?
No, these items are great. These are things that do need to be repaired. I was sent here to bring up the information or get information on the lifts, specifically to maintain the buses in that fleet maintenance building. They're at the point where we're closing them down one at a time because they can no longer be maintained. Not all of them. So like I said, it's not a dire need. It's not something that has to happen this year, but it is something I wanted to bring up that, you know, if there's federal money that we need to start getting or applying for to assist us in the purchase of new lifts, I'm bringing that forward to the board.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm assuming, but we know what assume means. Mr. Duranzig, Mr. Juneau are aware of what Mr. Tate is speaking of, right?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we go through the routine capital planning process where we're, you know, constantly identifying the needs and assessing the capital replacement plan and things that need to go on that list. It's something that Transit is assessing more regularly since they're on site with the property. So that's the type of thing that comes through the budgeting process.
Okay. I guess my answer that I was looking for was that, yes, I am familiar with this, or no, I'm not familiar with this, and I will look into it.
Well, specific projects to that level, no, I'm not familiar with it and would need to look into it.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to look into it, please.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question about the available federal funds are $1.7 million more than
those that are shown to be used, I'm wondering, are those lost or do they carry over for a period of time? There's roughly 17.6 available, and there's 15.8 scheduled on here. Or will they be available to us for some period of time?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, 5307 funds can be carried over from year to year.
Okay. And could you explain the capital capitalized, what is capitalized maintenance and what are the capital costs on paratransit?
Capitalized maintenance is what we take and put into the maintenance operation. We have the ability with the use of these funds to use them for the operating side of transit, particular to the maintenance of the system. And that's what MCTS has been doing for a number of years now. So it's taking capital dollars, in essence, and putting it into the operating for the purposes of the maintenance area to support that.
And what about on paratransit? What is the capital cost of contracting on paratransit? What do we own the assets, or what are we buying with that?
I believe it's a similar situation to the maintenance. It's for maintenance related activities on the paratransit side.
I guess given the significance of the, and that is the bulk of the funding usage, and so I was looking for a little. That's why I need a little more explanation of that. Do we see that in the? Do we see that in more detail in the capital budget, or does that show up in operating? Because the way you're describing it, that it's really an operating cost, but it's capitalized. Where do we see that in more detail?
You would see that in the operating budget. You may not see it specific because over the as the budget identifies changes, you'd see maybe the change level amount in that. But it's an amount that's put into the operating budget. So that's where you're really going to see that. You're not going to see it in the capital budget. You're going to see the list of projects as these are here. They were in the 2014 capital budget. So you're going to see that level of detail for the capital budget, and then the more specific dollar amounts in the schedule for the operating.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. No other comments from the public on the public hearing? Going once, twice, three times. Public hearing is closed on the transportation projects for 2013.